From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Terrorist attacks left dozens dead in Tunisia and Kuwait on Friday. Tunisian officials said an attack near a hotel on the Mediterranean coast left at least 37 people dead, including British, German, and Belgian nationals. An Interior Ministry official says that gunmen opened fire on people Friday on a beach near the Imperial Maraba Hotel in the Tunisian city of Sousse. It's a popular destination for visitors from Europe and other North African countries. At least one gunman is among the dead. 36 people were wounded. Meanwhile, in Kuwait, an attack on a Shiite mosque in Kuwait City killed at least 25 people. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Islamic State affiliate in Kuwait has claimed responsibility.
A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a Shiite mosque in the Kuwaiti capital, Kuwait City. The blast killed at least 25 people and injured more than 200. Hospitals called on the public to donate blood. The Islamic State group has also attacked Shiite mosques in neighboring Saudi Arabia over the past several months and has carried out attacks aimed at Shiites in Iraq. Arab League head Nabil Al-Arabi condemned the attacks in Kuwait and Tunisia and called on everyone to abstain from violence during Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab killed at least 50 African Union soldiers and seized control of their military base in southern Somalia early Friday. Witnesses say attackers rammed a car filled with explosives into the main gate of the base at the town of Lego at dawn. This is VOA News. French authorities appear to have identified a leading suspect in a brutal terror attack on an American company's gas factory in southeastern France. At least one person was killed and two injured. We get details from Lisa Bryant.
Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said authorities have a preliminary identification of the suspect, Yassine Salhi. One or possibly two suspects entered the plant owned by U.S.-based company Air Products and Chemicals Friday morning and set off the explosions. They evidently beheaded a man just before they burst inside and displayed his severed head at the factory gate with Arabic inscriptions attached. From Brussels, where he was at an EU summit, French President François Hollande said action, prevention, and dissuasion must be the answer. France, he said, must hold on to its values and not yield to fear. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
President Obama has hailed the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that made gay marriage legal in all 50 U.S. states. As VOA's Michael Bowman reports, the ruling opens the door for gay and lesbian couples across the country.
Jubilation and boundless joy from gay rights activists after a landmark court decision.
That's a really historic day for the country, and I was here, so that feels amazing.
It sets a great example for the world.
Such a great day for us, for me and my wife.
President Barack Obama called the outcome a thunderbolt for justice.
This decision affirms what millions of Americans already believe in their hearts. When all Americans are treated as equal, we are all more free.
Opinion polls show a surge in support for gay rights led by younger Americans, gay and heterosexual. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Also Friday, President Obama eulogized former South Carolina State Senator and AME church pastor Clementa Pinckney as a gracious man who was wise beyond his years. Speaking at Pinckney's funeral in Charleston, South Carolina, Mr. Obama called the slain minister a man of God who lived by faith.
Reverend Pinckney embodied a politics that was neither mean nor small. He conducted himself quietly and kindly and diligently.
Pinckney was one of nine black people gunned down by a white youth last week. Thousands of people gathered at a Charleston sports arena for Friday's funeral. And a prisoner who escaped from a New York State prison has been shot and killed by police. Richard Matt was killed by law enforcement officers Friday. His fellow escapee, David Sweat, remains at large. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.